tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio, a.k.a. The Live Paranormal Show. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Rob Zarek.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. It's been a while. Intro rusty.
It has.
Yeah.
It's been so long that I forgot we even did one.
I know, right? Yeah. But we're back.
That's bad.
We're back that bad. Yes.
Yeah, it's funny because like I had a set routine and for whatever reason my routine is like way off.
Uh-oh. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh
like,
boy.
And my headphones won't connect. So that's a major
setback.
A major issue, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, lot, yeah.
They're just, they're sitting there just looking and laughing at me.
They're like,
they're like, yeah, we're not working tonight just because you need them
not
to work.
Not for you.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah.
But there is like a positive. Not based on my headphones not working. There's no positive. I don't have any spin I can put
on
that.
How do you spin that one? Whoa.
Here's the good news.
What's that?
No, in regard to our hiatus. The one thing that I can at least tolerate for our hiatus was that we were out doing things for paranormal.
A lot of things.
Yeah, it
we
wasn't
got lazy.
Like, hey, yeah, because that happens all the time. And I mean, I was lazy like at 5 minutes before the show. I was like, I don't know if I want to do this or not. So, you know, the laziness is still there, especially from my end. But, you know, we were actually out doing stuff and, you know, we didn't have the availability to do our show. Though, I'm not sure why I don't have a clear-cut answer of why we didn't attack it this way, but we were live multiple times on TikTok during either on our show day or during our actual show time, but we never actually went and promoted it on social media other than on TikTok. So,
because we're TikTok
I think that
people
would have
now.
Been like, apparently, that's like we all just focused. But it would have made more sense to be like on social media, Live Paranormal Radio is coming live from, you know, Creepy Ed's house. Because we actually were.
We did run into a few issues there with connection as it was. I couldn't imagine us trying to connect anything else. Would have probably
been real bad.
Like,
instead of joining us on the radio, they could have joined us on TikTok. For our investigation. So, put that down as like a major fail.
Yeah.
A major fail. Next level fail.
Yes, next level. It's our new thing.
It's not our new thing. It's a new thing that was introduced by you.
It's my new thing.
Next phrase that Rob should not use.
Hot minute, next level. Next level, hot minute. Now we're talking. Hells yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think like next level, hot minute would actually.
It might be a thing.
It doesn't. It's not good.
Don't rule it out too soon.
Yeah, I had to think to say it.
Kind of, yeah.
What is interesting with our adventures. Is it an adventure? I don't know if it is. I guess it was an adventure because there was times that I didn't know if I was going to fall down the steps or fall up the steps. Or
your story of survival.
You know what I've realized is with my you know, you're always like, oh, be careful and stuff. And I think, like, when it's, like, rickety old stairs or something that, like, is glaringly obvious that you're gonna, like, somebody will fall down, I'm usually okay. Mm-hmm. It's like when when the element of surprise is there, like, when I'm, like, doing nothing that you would think that you would get injured on, that's where it hits. Like, the ones that, like, hey, there's, a, like, an 80% chance you're going to die from doing this, I'll be okay. It's like... you know, going to wash my hands, and next thing you know, like, I'm out for a year, you know, something like that, you know, that would be the equivalent of what I've figured out. So, you know, that is the one fun part about a lot of our stuff we've been doing lately is the not falling and walking on broken glass with shoes on. So, you know, that would
yeah.
be
We're not crazy.
A positive. Not crazy. Maybe. I don't know.
A little bit.
But maybe. I think what we'll do is from this point forward, when we do our stuff on Tuesdays and Tuesday nights and we can't come live on the radio, we'll at least, you know, promote it as a special live paranormal investigation. I was going to say radio investigation, but that would make no sense.
No.
It would make sense in the sense of, like, that's what it is, but, you know, I think that overall people would be
confused.
It confused me saying it, so if it confused me saying it, then it probably.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we were out filming stuff for a documentary that actually, it's turned into a documentary, or going to be a documentary. We had some viral videos for what we call Creepy Ed and Creepy Ed's house. And, you know, we just did an interview for a big production company that puts out It's Gone Viral. And that should be coming out between tonight and September 1st. Not sure what day, but sometime in the next 6 days, 7 days, we did a whole segment for them, so that'll be on It's Gone Viral. And I went to their Facebook page today, and they have over 10 million followers. So
nice.
There should be at least 3 or 4 people that watch it.
At least 3 or 4.
Tens
Fantastic.
Of people will enjoy it. We'll enjoy our, you know, production. I love saying
that.
I always say that.
Still cracks me up, and I don't even know why.
Tens of people.
Yep.
Because a lot of times it's true. You know, especially in our genre, you have people who, you know, do these big, they think it's a big production, and you look at it, and there's really tens of people that are viewing it or have viewed it. And,
it is true, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's funny because it actually applies to something that, you know, we were just talking about, and I wasn't even trying to apply it to what we were just talking about earlier today, or the last couple of days, and I just realized in my head that there was a production that was listened to by or viewed by tens of people. But I think that's just the name of it in our genre.
In the genre, yeah.
Yeah. But one of the things that, you know, now because we've had these videos come up, and a lot of times we incorporate the spirit box or ghost box into our investigations. And I thought tonight it would be great to have one of our oldest ghost box friends. Not that, you know, we're all old, just for the duration that we've known her. Lisa Terrio come on and join us, and we're going to, you know, talk to her, tell her about what we have going on, and, you know, get her take on it being a, I was going to say expert, but, you know, we refrain from using the word expert. Yeah. So we're going to bring her on and, you know, let her, we're going to fill her in on what we're doing and get her take on everything, so.
And I've missed her.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Lisa, I missed you.
Lisa.
Oh, Nikki, hi, I missed you.
Hi,
so
honey.
Much.
I know, it's
oh
been forever.
God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I missed you so much. Hi, Rob.
Oh,
hi,
no.
Nikki. Oh, my God.
Hi.
I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to hear both of your voices.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's been forever.
Oh, my God. It's been too
it
long.
Has
this
been.
Freaking pandemic has really put us all back in a... Now we're coming out of it, so we're going to be all right. You know what I mean?
That's
we're
right.
going to be all right.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, damn right.
And
so
yes.
tell me,
you know,
what is this? We had some great times. I want to go back to those great times.
We
I want to have them again.
I do, too.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It's funny because I've been watching, like, since we talked a little bit yesterday, then we started, you know, we set up our stuff on TikTok. And I've been going through, like,
right.
our old videos. And well, the funniest part is, like, there's not many people that can say they can go through their old videos, and we have, like, 10 years worth of stuff. And
yeah.
I was looking
oh
at,
God.
For some reason, I found, like, some of our stuff from, like, 2014, 2013, and I was like, man, that's, like, literally 10 years ago. You know, so.
I know.
Crazy.
What we have been doing
Where did the time go?
Is we, I don't know. And we
I know.
Still look so young. You know, that's the thing. So we didn't age at all.
No.
We all
no,
look the
I,
same.
Wait, no,
did,
I think we all
how did
do
that
look
happen?
The same. I think time stood still for us.
Yeah,
did,
we dipped ourselves in formaldehyde this whole time.
I didn't know. Oh, my God. I mean, I go back. I still remember, God, we did so much, and we had so much fun. I mean, what are you guys doing now with the box? What's going on here? What, you doing some experiments
well,
now, I hear?
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess this is kind of like a two-part answer. You know, we've always used the spirit box, and I was not always on board with like a lot of the spirit box.
No, he
box.
Was not.
Not until like
I know
I like soaked it in and kind of like you know realized
and I
how
him.
It, how to use it proper, and
of
she
course.
Forced me. And,
I forced
and,
him,
and that was like. Years and years ago, but you know,
but
when
worked.
I really took the time to listen to it, yeah, and when I took the time to listen to it, and then you know took and used my judgment on how to use it, I found it as a valuable tool. You know, we never let it lead us in our questioning.
No,
we try to stay as true as form as possible, and I think that's where. You know, it becomes really hokey, and why it still has the stigma that it does is because, you know, even the downside is like now with social media and platforms like TikTok, you can we have more people in a broader audience to see what we do. But then on the other hand, there's also the people out there who don't use it responsibly that
I know.
They can see what they do. You know, and I'm still like... You know, I don't see how people can use it incorrectly. And I feel it's incorrectly that they let them the spirit box lead them. You know, you get a response that is not relevant to anything you're talking about, and you build a whole storyline based on the responses. You know, and that's not how
right,
it functions. And I think once you go ahead.
What
sorry.
I find with that that's a good subject you touched on. A lot of times, from what I know and from what I've learned and from all the years I've researched, okay, a lot of times when you're out somewhere and you're at a haunted location and you're with public, okay, you're with people that you don't know, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times you're trying to communicate with the spirits at the location.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening a lot of times in a public situation is
you
have spirits that are coming in. They're talking to the people that are in the room. And we've had an incident at Haldeman Mansion, for instance. We had an incident where we're trying to talk to spirits at Haldeman. A spirit came through on the box with Walter, my guide. Everybody knows Walter, okay? So
oh,
yeah. My guide. Oh, yeah, Walter's popular. And he's been showing up everywhere. He's been going to other people's investigations now. That's a whole other story. But anyway, so he brought this person through, and the person's saying, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I should have never done it. And I'm like, what is going on? And Dawn, of course, is like, what's going on? You know, Dawn.
Right.
And I'm I don't know. And we look over, and somebody in the crowd is crying.
Oh, wow.
It was a friend of hers that had committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
And it was extremely clear. And they talked, and she cried. And we all cried. I think the whole room cried at this point.
Oh.
But so a lot of times, and it was very healing for her, you know, to be able to be able to communicate. You know, he was wrong. He shouldn't have done it. He should have never done what he did. And he wanted to let her know that he loved her. And it was very emotional. But that happens, I think, more in public settings than we think. And so people are basing a lot of their readings and their findings and their information that they're getting on things. Okay, this is a location. But sometimes it's not.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Well, sometimes it's not. We've had it more than – yeah.
I was going to say, you couldn't have, like, led in without knowing what I wanted to talk about with that. No, you didn't know anything. So one thing that we're going to try to do is with this experiment is, you know, obviously we're talking on our radio. So this streams live, and we also put out the podcast version. So we're going to stream the spirit boxes through our platform, you know, for a couple of hours.
Fantastic.
And make a regular show on it. And your point is perfect.
This is fantastic.
And, you know, it'll be a story that, you know, maybe we'll even have you come on and talk to us or help us, you know, by putting a video out or something that we're going to put together and put it on the different platforms.
We'll get Walter to come in.
That would be great.
Right. You know, if they have activity at their house or there's a loved one they want to talk to and they don't have a spirit box, because people are like, well, how do I get one? You know, and I'm like, well, you know, I think if we were to play one, you know, through live radio and we can hook it up through the inputs, right? So it's only streaming that. There's no interference. It's going to be streaming that. There is a chance that they'll get their responses. Now, we tried it once before, and the most bizarre part was – is we did a recorded version, and we had different people throughout the country try it.
And I even used it in different locations. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And there was different responses that came through, and we had them monitor it. So, like, we had them run the exact times and stuff. They got everything. And, you know, like, for example, somebody would get something at, like, the seven-minute mark. And the seven-minute mark, when we ran it from someone else, it was different.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So.
You know, you remember
it was pretty
interesting. Frank, right? Listen, remember Frank?
Huh?
Well, it was twice, okay? He was like, oh, my God, you got to hear this response that's online. And he's telling me something, and I get it. I'm like, Frank, I don't hear that. I hear this.
Right.
So I'm at Dawn's house. I'm at Dawn's house, right? I pull up my phone, and I'm like, listen to this. And she pulls up hers and gets a totally different response on the same exact post.
Yes.
And that stuck in my mind. That is exactly what you're talking about. That is that is exactly what you're talking about. And so, yes, that's going to happen.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, and that's what I think.
It would be awesome.
I wonder with how many people will listen and hear, like, I mean, should it be a controlled experiment first? I mean, like, where we have a certain select amount of people to join in live. You see what I'm saying? Can they connect up? Would there be a way to connect them up?
Yeah, because we have a video service. You know, we can do that as well, you know, and just do a bunch of different things and just kind of, like, focus it on the spirit box, because it's become a real, like, you know, with our videos that we've been posting, we usually run the spirit box. And it's the basis of our videos. Now, the Creepy Ed videos kind of has the double whammy, because you were exploring a super creepy house, and then on top of it, we're getting super creepy, intelligent responses that are crystal clear. You know,
and relevant, intelligent.
Yeah. Relevant. And relative to where you were, which is good.
Yes.
Yeah. And to what we were doing.
All right, that's good.
You know, so like, that's the thing, and why I think makes this so compelling is this Creepy Ed story is it's almost like we're walking through it and he is right there with us monitoring it and then like feeding through the spirit box you know, like he's a third mm-hmm. person in real time, you know, in our time with us. And, you know, like, there was the one video where and this is like the creepiest thing ever. And, you know, we've gone to a lot of houses, and I've known a lot of creepy people, but I guess no one at this level of creepiness.
Wait a minute,
I don't know if you saw. Yeah, I mean, by the time you get to be out my age, you know, you meet creepy people.
Yeah.
You know, there's creepy people.
Oh,
all
I met my share,
you know,
trust me.
And that's the thing, like, this whole thing makes me wonder, like, you know, there's creepy people out there and people that you know are creepy, but, like, what do they have in their houses? You know, there's probably so
all
many
right.
houses that are like this, that are just of creepy
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
You know, we found, like kids' photos from, like, magazines and newspapers with their faces circled, and he would write, like, little transcripts on, like, he would write, like little messages, like, oh, check out this girl's smile, and it'd be, like, a little, like, 10-year-old girl smiling in the
oh,
yeah,
my God.
You know, oh, and
that
then
crazy.
What he did is, we went in there, and the owner was, like, hey, yeah, this was, you know, a predator's house or whatever. He killed himself instead of going
to jail.
Oh, my
God.
And we walk in there, and as soon as you walk in there, where he had his chair where he would sit in his family room, that's where he shot himself. So they had, like, the blood, the carpet was cut out from where he...
Oh, that's a suicide right there, man.
Yep. Yeah, right
yep.
there.
Oh,
and so,
that's
know,
got,
they
that's
told
got
us
energy right
it,
there.
Yeah.
And he's got a ton of energy. And they were telling us, you know, this is like, he was kind of a creepy guy. He liked to watch the kids around and all these stories. And no one really knew. You know, this isn't like a high-profile case. This is just like the creepy guy next door. And when
like
we went in there, we found like the pictures. And then we found that
mm-hmm.
he took his outlets and painted like stuff on his outlets, like a boy and
like
a girl
little boys
on his
and
outlets
girls.
And then the clowns. And then he took
oh
and replaced the – so you know like how you got the two outlets, but then he would buy
yes.
the two outlets and a light switch plates, and he would put the plates on, and then there's obviously no switch.
But there's no light
so
switch.
So he would cut out his favorite
yeah. –
yeah, no light switch because it was like the light switch was non-existent.
Oh, my God.
But he went and bought them, and what he would do is he would take his favorite little kids' pictures and put them in the slot where the light
where
switch
the light
would
switch should go.
So –
oh, he was
yeah.
a predator,
yeah.
totally. Oh, my God.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And, you know,
holy
the
crap.
Responses are, you know, I'm like, check
did
out
you
these
think
kids.
You got
and
him?
The response.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You,
I know.
You got him?
Because, like,
no doubt.
We were talking through, you know, he was watching us find these photos and stuff. And as we
that's
were looking, I'm like,
getting.
Man, look at this. He's, you know, I think he's watching us and, you know, the responses were insane. Like, we'd be looking through the photos and stuff. I'm like, check this out. And through the ghost box. And it was, like, super loud, super clear. He'd be like, I just love them. And, like,
yeah.
like,
oh my God.
Like, it was like you and I talking, you know. And,
yeah.
Holy
shit.
Really,
no, that's clear. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
real,
God.
Real insane. And we would, like, so we took, as we were taking the outlet off the wall, he screamed on there, don't take them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't take them. Mhm.
So he committed suicide, does not realize he committed suicide. He still thinks he's actively living in the house and actively communicating with you, right?
Yeah.
Is what I'm guessing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds that way.
So,
does.
Oh
yeah.
My God. We went in there. And as we went in there the first time, we were finding this creepy stuff, and I had just my cell phone on me because you know when you go in there, you want to see if the story is legitimate. Or, like, there's really something
right.
to the activity.
Yeah.
And when I was playing it back, like, there was, like, more people talking than just
oh,
her
yeah.
and I. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, we were going up the stairs, and, like, someone was like, slow down. And then it turned
yeah.
out that, like, one of his favorite things to do was to sit on the porch and yell at the people going
and
by
yell.
To slow down.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And we never, mm-hmm. we didn't tell them this. Like, you know,
they didn't
owner,
tell
his
us.
Name is John.
We didn't know this at all.
Yeah, they didn't tell us
yeah.
that. This we didn't tell them that. It just came up like the next
mm-hmm.
trip. He's like, yeah, he used to sit on his porch and yell at everybody who was driving by. His favorite thing was just like, slow down. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, because that was like
he yelled
he
at us too.
Just,
well, he whispered
just
yelled.
Well, yeah. Audio. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? You're
you
also
know, so,
picking him up doing the things he normally did in
right.
the house.
Yeah.
Yelling at
yeah.
people on the porch, But he saw you catching things he didn't want you to touch. He's telling you to don't, you know what I mean? Don't take that down.
Right.
That's
commenting about how he loves them.
Now, I got a question for both of you. I got a question for both of you. What are you bringing with you to protect you in a situation like this? Do you have your guides on the box? Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who's there with you that can intervene in a situation like this?
That's
have
when
you
we call
Ethan
and have Walter step in.
Yeah, you can always call. What I was going to say. You can always call Walter, but he'll bring your guides, if whoever they are. Mm-hmm. He will bring them to you, but you can always call him and have him step in, because a situation like this, you know what I mean? You could get more at, you know what I mean? Because this guy, I mean, like, oh, my God. I mean, when you think about that and you're in there and you don't know, oh, my God.
Right. Yeah. Well, we have, like, unidentified protection on everything we do from this point anyway.
Right.
Like, I feel like there's something there, and if it's our spirit guides or just something in general, that there is a there's a protection for us that is already there. Because, like, people, and even we had a very well-known psychic just, like, he's like, it's ridiculous that you guys are just, like, walking through there nonchalantly and, like, joking around and stuff. He's like, this is insane. And he's like, I've never seen anything like that before. And I'm like, yeah, that's just how we function. So it's like, I think there is something
and
there that just protects us no matter what, because we don't ever really get influenced by anything that is around us.
Right.
So there is something.
So you got to protect already. You just call on whatever it is. Yeah.
And I hate to, like take it for granted, but I think it's there's something there already, because it's like it's there, and you know, like, I don't know if it's a spirit guide or something, but you know, that we seem to have something that's already, you know, something there. And that's my opinion.
There is.
And I think you either have something or you don't have something. And there's certain people that are meant to do this. And we kind of maybe are.
And you're protected.
And
well, yeah, I knew
we're protected.
Walter, but not as Walter.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, I didn't realize who he was until way later. You understand?
Right.
But I always felt protected.
Right.
I, like, didn't associate with him with my guide. I just took my vape and it went down the wrong way. Excuse me. Okay, there you go. That's better. But I didn't know. Like, all my life I knew I had a guide. Huh?
Yeah.
See,
no,
to
I'm outside. No, I won't
we'll
die in
to,
here. I'm outside. I'm outside on the balcony, actually, in Norristown.
We've never
right
had
down the block
before.
From Selma.
We've never had anyone die on air.
No, I won't die.
No, you would
no
think
I just
our...
I choked on my face.
We're coming in our 10,000th broadcast, and that's one thing we've never had
right?
anyone
no,
die
I cannot
right?
die on
Live.
Air. You'd be stuck with me talking on your ghost bus. I'll be like, hey, I'm here with Walter. You know what I mean? No, but you know what? When you say you're protected, right? When you say you're protected, you're protected. You always had that vibe, both of you. You always had the vibe where you weren't, like, you know what I mean? You weren't fearful at all when you went in.
No.
You never, neither one of you ever were. No.
Mm-mm.
And neither was I. But, like, we never had, like, this fear factor. You know what I mean? Like, some people go in and they're like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Right.
But what you faced in that house with that guy is something that, I mean, do you have the audio for that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you record it all?
We can send you that.
Oh, I would love to hear this audio.
Yeah.
My God, I would love to hear
Lisa
the audio.
I think Lisa should come with us to Creepy Ed.
Oh, I would. Oh my God, I could see that. I'll bring Walter.
I know,
and
right?
William.
If you can make it to... to Gettysburg.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, then I can get
you carpool with her.
Yep, you can carpool with me.
Because
I'm always there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're in Gettysburg a lot. And, I mean, I'm not that far now. I'm back in Norristown.
You're not that
far
at all.
I can always get Mikey, my son, you know. Shout out to little Mikey, who's not even know I'm
on
the air.
Yeah, little Mikey
who's
not,
like,
little anymore.
Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. And he's getting there with his music, too, so... But he's also doing paranormal stuff. He still does the paranormal stuff. All right, so
awesome.
He would gladly like to come down and with me and I'll go down. I'll have to ask him, you know, if he'll bring me down because he drives now.
Oh, my God.
My God.
I know. It's been forever.
My God, everybody grew up. But we could do this. I mean, like, we could do, like, I'll bring the Frank's box for that. I'll bring the Frank's,
that'd
like,
be awesome.
The Frank's box. And, and I was listening to your box stuff on TikTok. And I really, really like the sound coming out of your box because some people are running, I'm going to tell you this the truth, some people are running the box with so much echo, it gives me a headache.
Thank you. Me too. I can't stand too much echo. It drives
me absolutely
crazy.
I can't even understand it. It's like,
me
I'm like, what the hell? It's like,
I put it on like one or two.
Yeah, I can't stand
that echo. And I always keep,
thank you.
I activate it, but I keep it on like a one. And,
right.
You know, because when you activate it, it does drown out a lot of the scanning of it.
Yeah, but some people turn it.
Some people, it's only echo.
Missing out on everything that. Yeah, because as Frank Sumption, and he knows, he started the whole thing. He is the grandfather and the father of the ghost box. When you do that, when you take out too much of that white noise, too much of that background, number one, it sounds like you're yelling into a tin can, okay?
Yes.
But number two, you're missing out on the underlying.
That's the most important
sounds that come through.
Those are some of the most profound findings have been the underlying voices.
Amen to that. That is the absolute truth. They are.
Yeah.
And you can hear, like I was running mine the other day, and I'm listening, and I hear a voice whispering. I'm like, and it's an underlying, though. It's on the underlying. It's like, and I'm like, oh, God, I got to go back over that. And I'm listening to it. I'm like, but that's one of the best sounds that I'm getting. And they're missing out.
Yeah.
If they remove too much, people don't understand. When you're running on I love space. You guys know that already. But, like, when you're running on a frequency, a radio frequency, you're picking up everything. So when you cancel out too much of that frequency, you're losing way much of your audio.
Agreed.
You're losing so much. And when you over-echo it and it sounds like you're yelling into a tin can, my head wants to – when I hear people
I want to turn it off. Me too.
Me
I can't
too.
Take it.
Not, I can't listen to it like that. It doesn't work like that. You know, like
me
it doesn't
either.
– it's not – it's just one word, and that one word that's the loudest, maybe the radio. I hate to inform people, but
yes.
Okay, because that
would
be the loudest.
Well, and see, that's where, like, we come from the old school where it's, you know, a lot of times the underlying voices are the ones that are actually coming through that have a message, you know, whereas I think some of the other people are so accustomed to using boxes that they expect that echo, and they think that that's going to give them a better response when in reality you're drowning out the probably best responses you could ever get. And it just, drives me nuts.
And you're missing sentences, full sentences, that you will not believe when you come back and you go to review it. You don't hear a lot when you're there's so much you miss. When you're listening, like, you know, like I might hear it, but I don't know what, and I might mark it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know, my head, like, I got to check out, like, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Because I heard something. But when you go back and you listen to it, you're like, you know, whoa. I mean, my God, that's what that said. And you go back and you listen to it again and again. And sometimes, and these people are missing two layers of voices talking at one time. I get a lot of that.
Yes.
And that drives me nuts. Because then I got to pick it apart like a, you know what I mean? So you get two, and that's impossible. Okay, let's put it that way. When you're dealing with, because, I don't know, the box I got from Frank, it's a linear sweep. So it sweeps forward,
it's
backwards,
impossible.
Sideways, upside down. It's not
it
in like
overlap.
A direct.
Right,
but yet it does. The voices will come at the same time. Sometimes I have two people talking at the same time, and I got to go over it, figure out what they're saying, because there are two layers of voices over each other, which is what their people that run the regular ghost box are missing a lot of, because they take out the whole bottom, the white noise, you know. White noise, technically, things could ride in on that. That's the frequency. That is the sound that you're getting. That is it. Mm-hmm. They're missing a whole bunch out of that, you know?
I agree.
But, man, I don't know. Like, I heard yours, and I'm like, oh, thank you, God. you guys run it, and I can understand it. I can hear it. It's clear, and it's not like somebody yelling into a tin can.
Yeah.
I mean, it really.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I'm not like everybody. Turn down your freaking echo, okay? Because just turn it down. Like, what kind of box do you use now? Which one
so
is it?
So it all depends. We have a couple that are built by our friend Rob Hernandez. And then we actually use this this ink box, and there's there's only a couple of them, the full size boom box.
The guy
that made it, he's on that new television show, that Katie Stafford. I don't know him, but Rob Hernandez got it from him, and Rob Hernandez is like a ghost box guy that built our stuff for us and whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was like, hey, check this box out. He sent it to me, and the one thing that I guess that makes it easy is that it's got the built-in speaker. It has everything right on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can just walk around with the 1980s boombox.
Yeah, we don't feel like having a bad aux cord or something. You know what I mean?
Oh,
my God. Because we run into that a lot. So that's nice.
That is a dream to do that.
Yeah.
That is a dream. Uh-huh.
And it still functions without the echo. Like, I turn the echo on. So there's multiple switches. One is to activate the ghost box, and then there's one that will turn on the echo. But now I notice when I turn the echo on, it does make for a smoother sweep. So then and then it's got the knobs go from like 1 to 10, and I might turn on like a 0.5 or a 1. And what it does is just it cleans the sweep up a little bit, but it doesn't drown out the echo.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that have an output?
Yes,
like an output?
I believe so.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Okay, listen. What me and Dawn did, the original PSB7, we've done that. We used to take a headphone jack adapter, to fit onto a guitar cord. Right.
Yes.
To fit on a guitar cord and run the guitar cord through a Marshall amplifier.
Uh-huh.
I will tell, because it has everything. When you could turn down the bass, you could turn up the treble, you could turn down the echo, you can have the reverb. You got everything you need on the head, all right, of the amp.
Uh-huh.
All right. We got some of the single best stuff, and you got a boombox. If you could run that through an amp, whether it's a portable one or you pick up one, number one, your boombox
has
sound.
I've got amps.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Get it. Get one of the adapters that fits onto a guitar cord. Get a guitar cord.
I might have one.
To fit onto the. Okay.
Actually have it. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Plug it in and try running that through the amplifier, and see how different the sound. You will get number one. It's going to be the volume's going to be you got to have to lower the volume, but the volume's going to be kick ass. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to come out with some really intense. Clear things that you cannot get through the regular box because it's so loud.
Remind me to bring that. Yes.
Well, and that, I think maybe that is why that box does function so well, because you can control the treble, bass, and everything else. It's got the actual functions of a boom box. And that's what I noticed if I play with like the treble and bass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really makes a big difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it does make a huge difference. I could do it. Frank has the bass, the treble, and I miss him so much. But he has the bass, the treble, the echo, where I can adjust everything. You know, I can put the echo off, put the echo on, and adjust the, and it has the reverb on it. So it's like a little amplifier built into the Frank box.
Yes. I wish I was able to have gotten one. Mm.
I know.
So jealous.
And now... People, this one was made for me, so I didn't even know it was being made for me. It was being made for me. Here I am. He's like, test the box. What does it sound like? I'm like, oh, it sounds good. He's like, yeah, that's the sound. Well, a little bit. And next thing I know, he's like, aren't you paying attention to my posts? I'm like, what? And he goes, and he gave me the box on Facebook. He goes, well, I know she needs a box. He goes, and who's going to do my lectures for me? Without one, my boxes, so this is for you. He yelled at me because I wasn't paying attention to his face. Yeah, so it was a gift. It was 100% of a gift. And I had the battery pack in it had finally gone, and I panicked.
Oh,
it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It died. And I finally just fixed it. Like, it was dead for like 2 months. I couldn't take it. I was having heart failure. And I finally just got a new battery pack put in. I put it in.
Oh, good.
All right. So
very
it's
cool.
Up and running and functional. But it has all the things. But also has an line in, line out, where I could also run this mm-hmm. through an amplifier.
Nice.
So you could do the same
awesome.
Thing. You got to
yes.
try it. And people out
we
there,
will.
If you got a ghost box and you got an amplifier, if people are listening, get that adapter, get that guitar cord, run that into the
yeah.
into the amp. You're better off with a guitar cord with an adapter for a headphone jack than you are a headphone
yeah.
You know, cord with a guitar jack adapter. I find that it works better the other way. But do
mm-hmm.
that. Try it and cut out the friggin' goddamn echo.
Yes.
Turn
yes.
it down. You know? I mean,
amen.
You guys, we got to get together and do a whole, I would love to come
definitely.
Down there and do a whole live show.
That would be so
you know,
cool. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'll bring Walter and William. We'll have a party.
Yes.
All right.
You bring the whole gang. Yes.
Yeah, bring the gang. You know, I
yes.
mean, it's at this point now where we can do this. I mean, we're back. Everything's coming back to normal. I mean, normal these days doesn't feel normal. You know what I mean? For any of us, I
right.
guess.
No, but
you know?
As close to it as we can get, right?
Yeah,
we
as
need.
Close as we can have. I mean, shit, I've been floating around homeless for like 2 years. I've been floating around place to place to place to place. You know that. It's been a rough couple of years. It really has. You
oh.
know, I lost pretty much everything. But
mm-hmm.
I still have myself. And thank God
mm-hmm.
I have good friends. You know what I mean? So that,
yes.
that worked out
yes.
right. You know?
Thank
yep.
God.
It's yes. a, yeah. I mean, we all go through shit and just it just happens,
mm-hmm.
you know? All right.
Oh,
but,
don't I ever.
oh, man. Life can just take a turn and just hit you in the head with
mm-hmm.
a freaking shoe. And it,
yes.
it's a, you know how it is. But we're
yes.
all coming back now. And now is the time
that's
to come
right.
back and come back with strength and come back stronger. I mean,
yes.
really, all of us need to come back a little bit stronger. And you guys, look at, if I could get out there with you guys, we would have so much fun.
Oh, my God,
you guys
yeah.
take me. I want to go to this place in Gettysburg that you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
The house?
You know, it's about,
oh,
no. It's about 4 hours away.
It's in Ohio.
Oh,
it's in Ohio,
okay.
but I'm in Gettysburg all the time because I work in Gettysburg.
Okay.
So I got you, honey.
No,
get to there and we'll
what
go.
What do you do? What do you do?
I work at the Farnsworth
like,
house.
Oh, get out of here. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep. So
all
I
right.
I spend every day in a haunted location other than just my house, which is haunted. So.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, wherever you go, it's going to have something. You know that.
That's
you
right.
You know that.
No matter
it's
what.
The Farnsworth
yep.
house. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll have to come down there. I'll bring Mikey.
Yes, definitely.
And Rob, you can get down there too, right?
Yeah, we're doing stuff,
yeah.
I think, at the end of September.
Oh,
yeah.
When?
And
it's the last
if
weekend.
It all follows, it's like the 29th of September, the last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go every...
Oh.
Every week, really. I spent so much time there. And then
I make plans to come down then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I'll
would work.
Double check to make
there.
Sure we're going to be there.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Oh, we have an
and
event,
also,
and there's some... Go ahead.
Oh. Well, also, November, I don't know the date yet, but I have to talk to the fort and everything, but we're going to get it and have an event at the fort.
Oh, cool.
At Fort Midland.
Yes.
All right. I would love you guys to come. Okay.
Yes.
If you can.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Okay. And because let
mm-hmm.
me tell you, I have Ricky, and shout out to Ricky, who's going to be listening to this. He's on his own show right now, but he will be listening. Ricky LaFontaine and to Jason Pemberfoot. I mean, I know that Ricky wants to get, he'd come all the way from Georgia for this.
Oh,
all
wow.
right. So I know we're going to try to get an event going. For one night, overnight at Fort Midland.
Very
all
cool.
right, and I would love you guys to come.
Yeah,
would,
that would be
it
awesome.
It would be phenomenal. Yes, it would.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he's never seen the fort. He didn't know much about the fort. You guys know Fort Midland. Rob, you've never
mm-hmm.
been there, have you?
I have
Rob
never
been there?
Been there. We can bring Creepy Ed.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been there.
Oh.
You gotta.
Nikki.
We got to do it.
We'll swing by,
yeah, he's gotta
swing by and pick up Creepy Ed.
Creepy Ed on the way.
Oh, yeah, right? Where
yeah,
is Creepy Ed right
Europe.
Now?
I'm in Maryland.
Creepy Ed's in Ohio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to pick up Creepy Ed and bring him along?
Yeah, maybe. Or if you ever want to go to Creepy Ed's, just make your way to Gettysburg and then she'll throw you in the car and
you can ride with me.
Meet up at Creepy Ed's.
Oh, my God, right? Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God, that would be fun.
Yes.
Creepy Ed.
Creepy Ed's road trip.
Wait a minute. You put me in the back seat with Creepy Ed. I'll be like, yo.
It'd be a good time. Don't worry. I'll tell him, hands to yourself, Creepy Ed. Hands to yourself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, it's been so long. I would love to, I would love to get together. I mean, if you're going to be in Gettysburg, I'll talk to Mikey.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I will check.
You know what I mean?
There is an event. It's the 29th and 30th. And we're
right.
going to do two nights of ghost hunts there. And like I was saying, I used to go probably every week or every other week. But then she Nikki got actually like a couple of days off per week where she was working 7 days a week. So there was no flexibility.
Open and close
where
every
we were
day.
Going. But that we, now that she has 2 days off,
Most weeks,
go out and trying to find like some locations. So like, that's why we got a hold of like the people that they got a hold of us actually for Creepy Ed. You know, so we've been trying to go out and find the untold stories. You know, we actually went to a city like that had a pretty popular
fantastic.
Location. And we weren't there for that location. We were there because there was something that was down the street from it. You know, and then
I gotcha.
That
yeah.
was our thing is trying to find untold stories because as much as maybe some of the places have credibility or in that case don't have credibility, you know, the
untold stories are sometimes amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We just talked about this last night on Scanning the Frequencies. We just talked about the same exact thing, finding the places that are off. Not that, you know, sometimes you're finding, like, you know, when you go to, like, you know, a well-known haunted place, but people are missing out on going to, we were talking actually about crime scenes, which is kind of like what we went to, all right?
Yeah.
You know, technically, you know what I mean? Crime scenes and things like that, like at locations where people maybe have gotten hurt or hit or, you know what I mean, or, you know, shot or whatever, and going to those locations and trying to muster up some evidence at the locations. And we were just talking about off the beat, homes, houses, you know, things like that, that people don't, because it's everywhere. Come on, really. You know, there's more places. If one place got history, so is the rest of the United States.
Exactly.
I mean, technically, right? So you're finding places like that, right? Well, that's really cool.
Oh, totally.
And that's the goal. And our goal is to have a whole series that way. You know, of just putting out, going through, you know, and telling the untold stories of
somewhere that could be next door to somebody, right?
Oh, we're all on the same page. Oh, we are all on the same page with that. Oh my God, Jason, if you're going to listen to this, because I'm going to tell him we were just talking about this last night, and these guys are on the same page as exactly what we were talking about, exactly.
Yeah.
Because and that would be an adventure.
Yeah.
Yep,
we're all about the adventure.
Definitely... Yep. Oh, you know, I need some damn adventures. I've been like, my whole life has been an adventure, actually, the past couple of years. I moved from Perkiomaville to the Poconos, to Jersey, and back to Norristown. You know that?
Don't worry. We'll take you on an adventure, honey.
Oh, my
God. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I mean, I've had like a slew of adventures, but not the good kind.
Right.
You know,
I am back. We'll take you on a good one.
I'm back. All right. I'm going to probably get off now because I'm ready for sleep. I'm exhausted.
Right.
And I know the show probably stops soon. I don't even know what time it is. All right. But I love you guys. And thank
you
for having me on.
Missed you
and
so
I
much.
And I miss you. Oh, my God. I miss you, too. Oh, Nikki, I can't wait to see you. Oh
I know.
God.
It's going
to
be awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. All right. I love you guys.
Tomorrow.
And all right.
Love
and
too.
I will talk to you both. Very soon. I love you guys. All right.
Love you too.
Oh, wait.
Thanks,
I got to shout out one more thing. Shout out to Stevie, Stefan, Seven. Okay. I'm going to give him a shout out. Okay. Okay. I love you guys. All right.
I love you too.
Bye.
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 So I wonder if Creepy Ed really would go to road trips.
I don't know, maybe. Oh, I've missed her so much. That was so much fun.
Yeah, we haven't. She has the best story with that.
Her bird. The
bird.
Let's save the bird for another time. We're going to have her on to explain the bird to people who don't know the bird. We don't want to ruin it.
Give us the bird. Beg Lisa, give us
the
bird.
Leave it, Lisa, give us the bird. Yes.
It turns out he's somehow loosely related to Creepy Ed.
Right.
That's the full circle.
Whoa, crazy.
We find out that Ed once had a bird.
I don't know that would make a circle complete, but okay. That might be breaching.
But he once had the bird.
The ghost box.
And the bird, he had to give the bird away, and it happened to be a bird that was out like in New Jersey.
Too reaching. Reaching too far.
I don't know. It's all that full circle thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bird's name is Lisa.
Stop. Oh, Lord. You're too much.
Oh, it comes around full circle.
Full circle.
The bird had the same birthday as Lisa.
Yeah. That had to be it.
Real, real freaky. Freaky stuff.
Yeah. We're uncovering real freaky truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Full circle paranormal.
There you go. I'm sure that's a team.
One would think.
Probably is.
This is better than they're better than their rivals, the half circle people.
Than half circle paranormal. Semi circle.
We're way better
semi-circle.
Than them.
We're better than semi circle paranormal. Yeah.
We're like double. We do double.
Yeah.
With people.
We're doubly awesome compared to them.
That's right. Because we're
wow. I think is it like 3 a.m. and we're on an investigation? Because I'm like I'm getting
it could be.
Special now and I'm. Yeah, I'm tired, and I'm starting to sound like I do during the middle of the night investigating. Right. Yeah.
Well,
that
I guess on that note, we will do a live stream probably for our next show. Or maybe we'll do a show. We'll be at a location.
We'll see.
We'll
figure it out that day.
We'll figure it out sooner than that so we can properly promote it.
Fantastic. I like that. Sounds good. I know you are. Sounds good, though. It sounds like the way you should do it. Yeah.
Well, we'll see everyone Tuesday.
Yes.
No matter if
one way or the other.
Video or audio. Or audio with
some,
video.
Some kind of way.
Audio.
Some kind of way you'll get us. Whether you want it or not. Yeah.
Truth be told. They probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right.
I gotta go look up the full circle paranormal now and see if it's an actual thing.
Yeah. See if it's a theme or not. Yeah.
So, we will see everyone next Tuesday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.